89.3. Passengers wishing to travel. It's 7 o'clock, and it's time for CityCast.
Merhaba, hoş geldiniz.
Mare gariaklarının abgas ve gülhe.
안녕하십니까, 반갑습니다.
Bienvenue, comment tu t'appelles?
마리가야미러, 오늘
Welcome to wherever you want to go.
What are you waiting for? It's time to take off.
Let's go!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to join our fantastic journey in City Temple. It has been nearly 2 months since the last program, and we miss you so much. In today's program, Anna and Richard will offer the most useful traveling tips in Travel Express. Plan to have a trip on the weekend? This could be your guide. In first impression, Anna and her partners will show us an interesting interview. You will know what other people think about Tokyo. And in City Inside, Richard and Echo introduce both the history and the culture of Tokyo. Sashimi, sushi, and Japanese cuisine. Hungry now? Yamo and Sheldon are waiting for you in Yummy Yummy. Also, in Learner Speak, Cookie and Sheldon will teach you some typical Japanese. The last one is the Follow Me section. It will be a rather interesting story. What would happen when two ordinary tourists incidentally encounters the eruption of the Fuji Mountain and met the heroine of the legend about Fuji Mountain 1,000 years ago? Let's have a look. Now, let's start our journey. It's time to take off. Come with us.
Konnichiwa, welcome to today's Travel Express. I'm your old friend, Anna.
Konnichiwa, I'm Richard.
I think you already know where we are going to. Yes, the answer is Tokyo, a city with anime, Disneyland, Sakura, and countless delicious food.
Okay, let's begin with the climate. Tokyo is classified as lying in the humid subtropical climate zone and has four distinct seasons. Summers are usually hot and humid with the temperature range of about 20 to 30 degrees, though it can sometimes climb into the high 30s. Winters are usually mild, with temperatures generally ranging between 0 to 10 degrees, though occasional cold spells can send temperatures plummeting below 0 at night.
Sounds great, but I want to know when is the cherry blossom sprung. You know, that is one of the most famous things in Tokyo.
The famous cherry blossom bloom in March to April, and that is the best time to visit Tokyo.
Okay, now let's talk about how to get in Tokyo. In Japan, all roads, shipping lines, and planes lead to Tokyo. Tokyo has two large airports. If we go Tokyo by air, it is no doubt that we will land in international airports.
And getting around in Tokyo is also very convenient. You can choose train, subway, taxi, car, bus to travel around Tokyo. Tokyo has one of the most extensive mass transit systems in the world. Most tickets and passes are sold from automated vending machines. Almost all vending machines now have English mode.
Taxis in Tokyo are very pricey, but it may be a value for groups of three or more. Also, if you miss your last train, you may not have another choice. Do not count on your taxi driver speaking English or knowing more than the best known locations. The most taxis have GPS system installed. The best and easiest thing to do is to prepare a map marked with where you want to go and point it out on the map to taxi driver.
A good hotel is important to a perfect trip. There are thousands of hotels in Tokyo area, ranging from cheap to very expensive. They are distributed throughout the city, with some of the highest and the low end almost everywhere. Many Western-style hotels, especially those affiliated with American hotel chains, have English-speaking staff.
But in fact, you know, travel means shopping to go. Tokyo is one of the fashion centers in Eastern world. If something is for sale anywhere in the world, you can probably buy in Tokyo. Items to look for include electronics, funky fashion, anti-furniture and kimono, as well as specialty items like Hello Kitty and Pokemon goods. Shibuya and neighboring Harajuku are the best known shopping areas for funky.
And now is the festival section. Everybody know March 7th is the Girls' Day in China, but in Japan, the Girls' Day falls in March 3rd. It is a traditional festival for Japanese. In old times, people spend a festival on the third day of the third lunar month, when the peach trees are in full bloom.
On that day, parents put dolls on the stage, wishing the girls good health and happiness. The most dolls are given by grandparents. People have handed the dolls for the next year use. On the stage, people also place lantern and dressing table. Some food like red spirit or pastry are placed too.
Well, it's time to say goodbye now. See you next Friday. Bye.
See you. Hello everyone, welcome to today's first impression. I'm Anna. Today's program we will go to Tokyo, an international city in the world. It's the tourism haven of many people. Tokyo is the center of Japanese culture and government, and it is also a major transportation hub and a world economic and industrial center. It is the food, the museum, the shopping center, the anime, and the cherry blossom that makes everyone crazy. Tokyo is the one of the world's most exciting dining destinations. The city features a wide range of both local and regional Japanese cuisine, in addition to all types of international fare. There are sushi, tempura, soba, and so on. They are so delicious and colorful that make you be hungry at once every time when you think about them. Tokyo has hundreds of museums, spanning nearly every topic and interest. Whatever you like, you are going to find your destination. From cutting-edge electronics to colorful anime goods, traditional crafts, trendy fashion, and branded goods, Tokyo has a shop for practically anything one could ever want to buy, although not necessary in your dessert price range. The goods made in Japan are acknowledgedly nice and qualified. Ibisu, Yoko, these are all big local brands in Japan. Besides, anime clothes, anime magazines, and so on are the favorite to many anime fans. Okay, that's all my first impression of Tokyo. Do you want to know what others thought of Tokyo? No, let me interview some students and find out what they think. Hello, I'm Anna. What's your first impression of Tokyo?
Well, what impressed me most is Tokyo's modernization, and there's lots of fashion people in the streets.
Have you ever been to Tokyo before?
Oh, unfortunately, I haven't been there before.
And if you have a chance to go to Tokyo, where will you go first? Why?
I will go first to the Fuji Mountain, because there are beautiful sakura. And I want to have experience of Japanese bullet train.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hello, I'm Anna. There are some questions to ask you. First is, what's your first impression of Tokyo?
My first impression in Tokyo is that Tokyo is a very clean city. People there are very polite. I very like it.
So have you ever been to Tokyo?
Yes, I have been to Tokyo in 2013 with my mother and my family. I have been many interesting places in Tokyo, such as the shopping arcade and Disneyland. Disneyland is my favorite place. Many children with their parents were playing there, take photos with Mickey Mouse. There are many recreation facilities, such as roller coaster and bungee jumping and so on. We had a good time there.
Thank you and wish you a good day. Okay, that's all for today's first impression. See you next Friday. Bye.
Sit inside, travel with your ears, expose your soul to the splendors of the world. Hello, my dear audiences, I'm Richard.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sit Inside again in this brand new semester. We will continue to provide you with the best information that we can offer. I'm your anchor, Echo.
It is a great honor for us to broadcast for you. I hope we can enjoy fantastic new journeys together. You know, we will never let you down.
Well, today our destination is the capital of Japan, Tokyo. When it comes to Tokyo, I think it really has a lot to display, such as history, culture, entertainment, place of historic interest, and so on.
Yes, so now follow our steps. We will introduce these splendid aspects of Tokyo to you. So, let's begin our journey.
More than 500 years ago, Tokyo is a sparsely populated town, then called Edo. In 1457, a general built Edo City in this place. Since then, it has become the business center of Kendo region.
In the following years, with the rapid development of Edo, it gradually became the country's political center. According to records, in the early 19th century, Edo's population is more than 1 million. And after the Meiji Restoration, the emperor moved from Kendo to Edo and changed its name to Tokyo.
Since Tokyo had stood the test of such a long time, it had developed a lot of unique and interesting traditional culture of its own. Among those, the most representative one is Kabuki.
Kabuki is born in Edo period. As a kind of art towards common people, it is unique and famous for its rhyming lines, beautiful dance, sweet music, and luxury apparel. And the most surprising thing is that all of the female characters are performed by men. So, if you are planning a trip there, never miss it.
And now, I'd like to show you some places where you can go for entertainment. First of all, the Disney Park. Without suspicion, whatever the Disney Park is, there will must become the paradise of the tourists.
It was built in 1982, the first Disney Park of Asia. There are 7 zones in the park with different themes, in which you can expose yourself to various styles of entertainment. Also, there are regular amazing parade performances here, which will be bound to impress you the most.
The 7th place is Tokyo Tower. It is a communications and observation tower located in Shiba Park. At 332.5 meters, it is the tallest artificial structure in Japan. The structure is an Eiffel Tower-inspired lattice tower that is painted white and international orange to comply with health safety regulations.
Built in 1958, the tower's main sources of revenue are tourism and antenna leasing. Over 150 million people have visited the tower since its opening. Futon, a four-story building located directly under the tower, houses museums, restaurants, and shops.
And the last one is the Imperial Palace, where the Emperor of Japan lives. So exciting, right? But you're not allowed to get in there. But don't worry, the thing outside is also beautiful.
If you want to view the inside view of the palace, okay, don't worry, you can look into the deep inside of the palace from the bridge outside the palace. And that bridge has become a popular sight now.
Whether you want to relax yourself and entertain yourself with some fantastic, breathtaking sights, or to broaden your horizons and enrich yourself with historic and art knowledge, Tokyo will never fail you.
It is a place fulfilled with entertainment, beauty, and a dream. There are so many treasures waiting for us. So, pack your luggage and follow our steps. Expose yourself to the mysterious and beautiful world. The things you meet must be beyond your imagination.
This is City Insight. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Taste buds can never be satisfied. Our goal is to embrace the world cuisine. Hello, I'm Yamo. Glad to meet you again in Yummy Yummy. Today, we will lead you to taste some unique and delicious food of Tokyo. Wanna know what are they? Just follow us. Hey, Sheldon. When it comes to the food of Tokyo, what will flash into your mind first?
Sashimi, it impressed me the most because it is totally raw. It sounds so cool, right?
Oh yeah, and that's why I don't like it. Don't you think it's so weird? I mean, it's something without any cooking procedure.
No, you're wrong.
Why?
Sashimi is not without any cooking procedure. On the contrary, its cooking procedure is quite complex.
Really? But it looks so simple, just some raw flashes of fish.
Yes, but you need to know that it takes lots of steps to make these flashes. First of all, the fish is meticulously selected. Healthy, fresh, beautiful.
Wait. You say beautiful? Are you kidding? They're picking ingredients. I mean...Does the beauty of the ingredients matter a lot?
Sure, of course. From the perspective of a traditional Japanese cook, the exterior of the dish is as important as the taste. That's why they deal with the well-picked ingredients with special knives to ensure the dish has the best appearance. And that's the second step.
Interesting. Special knife sounds awesome.
Actually, a professional cook may have 5 or 6 knives specially prepared for making sashimi. And the last procedure is decoration.
Yeah, I know. For the beautiful exterior again.
You got it?
Sounds like you know sashimi very well. Do you like it?
Obviously. It tastes very well with the sauce. You should try it.
Oh, I just can't accept it anyway. I think sushi is much more better.There are lots of famous sushi shops in Tokyo.
For example?
Daiwa Sushi. It does a roving trade almost every day. If you want to taste their sushi, remember to go there in advance, or you need to queue up to get inside.
Is there anything special for this shop?
Sure. First is the sushi. It is really delicious. Just like the sashimi, the ingredients are fresh and kinds of sushi are varied. Whatever you like, you can find them there.
And anything else?
Yes, the most exciting reason. You can see the chef making sushi right in front of you. You can go through all the procedure with your own eye and even communicate with the chef.
Wow, that's awesome. I want to try it now.
So do I. So how about let's go and try it?
So do I. Sad story.
Haha! Time is fleeting and we have to say goodbye now.
Feel excited and curious about the typical food. Tokyo is waiting for you to explore.
The same time next Friday, Yummy Yummy will lead you to more delicacies. Hope you can enjoy our trip. See you!
Bye!
Bye!
Learn your speak, travel around the world. Long time no see, my dear friends. After spending the whole 50-day holiday, City Temple is coming back. I'm your old friend Cookie. Nice to meet you on Friday night again, and may you enjoy it. And this is my partner. Hello, Sheldon.
Hi.
You are thinner, aren't you?
No, of course not.
How's the holiday? It must have been brilliant.
Thank you, sure it was.But actually, I have been nowhere. Mostly, I just opened my WeChat and saw my friends where they were going and what they were eating.
So do I. But I also watched a large number of Japanese animations. Meanwhile, our destination tonight is Japan, which is one of the hardest spots to travel.
So, can you speak fluent Japanese?
Of course not. Just a little bit, and they are all from the Japanese animations.I've seen since my childhood. Now we're going to play a special song of Next Edition. Ready to listen?
Sky, it reminds me of the purest age, all the wonderful times.
Gonbanwa. I know you little Seijo Dawa.
You're joking?
And you are a totally dedicated fan for Harry Potter. Except for that, I love Detective Conan for almost 10 years as well. The classic line read, "There is only one truth," has been memorized in everyone's deep heart of Conan's fans.
All right, Cookie, but we haven't said in Japanese yet as usual.
Sumimasen!
大丈夫. If you want to leave a great impression when you meet someone important, you can say, はじめまして、よろしくお願いします. It's just like nice to meet you in English.
こんにちは. And there are many familiar expressions, such as, ただいま.
I'm back.
やっぱり.
Oh my god, of course.
どうして?
Why?
わかった.
I know.
だから.
So?
そうだね.
Yeah.
本当に?
Really?
でも、
However...
ありがとう!
Thanks!
ちょっと待て!
Please wait a minute!
よかった!
Oh, perfect!
どうしたの?
What happened?
なんでもない!
Oh, nothing!
Yes! I'd like to add that Tokyo is a marvelous mix of modern living and old-fashioned manners, sleek high-tech gadgets and classic cartoon mascots.
Also, beauty comes in tiny packages there. It's worth traveling.
Because of time, that's all for today's Monday Speak section. The new semester is coming. 頑張れ! Goodbye!
さよなら!
Hello everyone, long time no see, welcome back to join our weekly adventure. Today, we take a travel to Tokyo, but no one wants to skip the holy mountain, the Fuji Mountain. Nick and Judy took a trip to the very famous mountain and encountered a series of peculiar incidents.
Hey Nick, I see it. Look at that white mountain top over there.
Oh, come Judy.
Oh my god, that's even prettier than pictures.
Of course, it has to be famous for a reason. Oh, by the way, do you know about the origin of its name, Fuji?
Well, of course I don't. You have done every research on it.
Well, the story starts with an old bamboo cutter. One day when he was working in the mountain, he cut open a bamboo and found a small girl inside it. The girl was so small, almost the size of his thumb.He then took the girl back home and raised her.
Wow, what a story!
Oh, we are still far away from the interesting part of it. After the bamboo taker took home the girl, he could find once in a while a small piece of gold in the bamboos he cut. And thus, he became rather rich. As the girl grew, she became more and more beautiful, and the news spread. Five princes from far away came to the village to propose to her. But rather strangely,She arranged different impossible tasks to this princess. For example, she ordered the first to bring her the stone begging bowl of the Buddha from India. But he came back with a fake. The others also tried to deceive her the same way, but were all eventually discovered. Finally, the Emperor of Japan came and proposed. Instead of arranging impossible tasks again,The girl simply denied, but she kept in good terms with the Emperor, and they kept in touch.In that exact summer, once she saw the full moon, she cried. Her adoptive parents were worried about her, but they didn't know what happened until she revealed everything to them. She was actually from the moon and had to return to the moon later.
Oh my god, how sad. I hate it when people are forced to split with their love.
Yes, exactly. And the family was not the only one that was cast into sorrow.When the day arrived, the Emperor sent many guards to protect her, but they were suddenly blinded by a strong flash of light. Her people from the moon finally came back to take her. She felt heartbroken to leave the people she loved on Earth, and wrote sad apology notes to her parents as well as the Emperor. She also left a taste of the elixir of life, which makes ordinary men immortal, to the Emperor. Later when the trip returned, the Emperor learned about the whole story.He was overcome with sadness and denied Exeter because there was no point being mortal if he cannot see his love. he asked, "Which mountain is close to the heaven?" "I want my letter and the axe deer burned on the summit of it."
"And they took these things to the Fuji Mountain?"
"Yes, exactly. And that's why the smoke on the mountain never fades. In Japanese, Fuji has the similar pronunciation with the immortal, and thus comes the name."
"Oh dear, no wonder the Japanese adore this mountain so much. It is genuinely the closest place to heaven."
"Yeah, of course, it's the tallest mountain in Japan, certainly is the closest."
No, I mean just look at it. Look at its strange but enchanting profile. And the snow, look! Snow reflects the light on the sunset. You can also see the moon over the mountaintop. It looks really sacred."
"Wow, you got sentimental, huh?" "Yeah, the mountain is holy for the Japanese people, and in the past, women are not allowed to climb this mountain. The first woman to reach the top was an English woman in the 19th century."
"That's what they do in ancient times, Unfair discrimination on half of the population. How time flies, but the Fuji never changed. Nick, what's that on the top of the mountain?"
You mean it's mold? Fuji is a dormant volcano and sometimes it gets somehow active. It's rather normal phenomenon."
"I mean the red fire-like thing."
"What, fire?" Oh my god, did it erupt?"
"Seems so wrong."
But wait a minute, it seems that it had stopped."
"What? Stopped? Do volcano eruptions end so quickly?"
"I don't know, but I don't think so. At least they're supposed to last a bit longer." "Oh my god, what on earth just happened?"
"Look, I got a news notification. The Fuji Mountain is closed due to a sudden emergency. We sincerely apologize for any trouble caused."
Oh my god, I just don't understand. It's supposed to be dormant. How come it just erupts? You're already on the mountain foot."
Well, bad luck. We better be fast. Oh, there will be no place on the trip back, I bet."
"Oh, fine, you're right. Let's go. Hey, Judy, need you check my backpack?"
"Huh? What? No, anything wrong?"
I suppose not. Let's just go."
"Wow, what a day. I can't believe we just missed it."
"Wow, such things do happen, especially in trips, right? Do you remember what happened when we were in Maldives?"
"Oh, don't ever mention that."
Okay, well, just turn on the TV and let's have a look at the news."
"Fine."
"Earlier this day, the Fuji Mountain erupted unexpectedly, but the eruption lasted less than 5 seconds and no casualty was reported. It is estimated sightseeing is able to resume tomorrow. Such short eruption is never seen in the whole world, and experts are yet to find the reason of this eruption."
"Oh, it's getting stranger.
Is there anyone out here? Help me out. Nick, did you hear that?"
Yes, I do. What is that from my bag?"
"Where am I? I need help."
"Oh.
Yes, it is."
"Oh my god. Look, Judy, see what I got here."
"Oh my god, is that a tiny door?" "Of course, I'm not a door. I can talk."
She seems to be sorry, she is a real person, but just too small."
"Oh god, is this the bamboo color story happening again?" "What? You know the bamboo taker? How is he? How is my mom?"
"Oh dear, seems to be the story happening again."
"So, you are the princess from the moon?"
"Yes, how is my parents? You mentioned about them."
Sorry lady, I'm afraid that that was at least 1,000 years ago. They are both deceased, I suppose."
"Oh my god. I finally didn't catch the time. Oh, how was my emperor? Where is he now? I left him with elixir of life he was supposed to live."
"I'm sorry, but according to what we know, he didn't take it, but burned it on the top of the Fuji Mountain. Maybe
He didn't smile.
No, that's not possible.
But I'm afraid this actually happened. I'm sorry.
He's such a fool. Why would I have left him that?
Well, it's sad he burned it and the smoke is still there today. I'm sorry, maybe that would serve as a monument.
What? It burned until today?
Oh, yes, I heard so.
I know, he's not such a fool. He must be somewhere here.
What? I beg your pardon?
That was the characteristic of it. It will last forever in any form if a part of it was separated. If its smoke lasts until now, he must have taken a part of it. It's not enough to last forever, but it's enough to last for a few thousand years.
Oh my God!
I waited 1,000 years for this. This was the only time that the moon will get this place and I can get down from that mountain. Could you please send me back to the mountain too? I can sense and find him here.
Oh, fine. Tomorrow. It's too late today.
I will think one day. Thank you.
Nick and Judy took the girl to the mountain top. She flied in the air and saw around for a while, and suddenly flew to another direction. Judy and Nick watched her leave, and she waved back and smiled. This story is bound to last, thought Nick. The girl found her own path and found her love. But that's just the start of their story. This is all of our adventure today. See you next week.
Bye.
Okay, this is all for today's program. Thanks for listening. Here is our group. Producer, Li Yang. Anchors, Pan Yixuan, Wu Jingye. Reporters, Lei Xiaodong, Xu Yuan, Yuan Ye, Chen Jiewen, Han Yige, Li Duoxi, Xiong Jiayi.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。